This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show, and welcome to new sponsor Bauer Hockey this week. Bauer Hockey jumping on board as the new title sponsor of WHL This Week. And Saskatoon Blades goaltender Nolan Meyer gets the unique opportunity to play in front of his hometown fans in the upcoming CIBC Canada Russia Series. He'll be our guest. It's the Heritage Classic in Regina this weekend, an outdoor game between the Pats and the Calgary Hitmen. Pats COO Stacey Cattell will join us. And Calgary Hitmen forward Orca Weisblatt is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll stop by as well. First up, Saskatoon Blades goaltender Nolan Meyer, ready to represent the WHL on home ice. He's one of the goaltenders named to Team WHL for the CIBC Canada-Russia Series with games in Saskatoon and Prince Albert November 13th and 14th. Voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, has more.
Thank you, John. Yes, I'm here with Nolan Meyer of the Saskatoon Blades. In 3 weeks' time, he and 20 other Western Hockey Leaguers will suit up against the Russians as the third and final segment of the CIBC Canada-Russia Super Series. Nolan, you were named to the roster last week, and it's still 3 weeks away. Do you think about that tournament at all as you move forward, getting towards it, or is there bigger fish to fry here in the next few weeks playing with the Blades?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bit of both. Obviously, it's in the back of my mind, and I'm really excited and kind of fortunate about the opportunity, but I think at the same time, we got to be ready for the games. I know even tomorrow night, we got one against Winnipeg, who we haven't really had a strong outing against these recently. So not right now, I'm just focused on that.
Tell me what it was like when you heard the news that you were on the roster for Team WHL. Was it something that you expected, or was it something that surprised you? What was the reaction like?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting it. I think I found out with my teammates in the locker room before our Medicine Hat game, so that was pretty special for me, just having my teammates there and my coach being able to tell me in person.
You've had a pretty good start to the season, so in my mind, it's not all that terribly surprising you're getting the opportunity, especially because you don't have to travel all that terribly far in order to play these games either.
Yeah, I think the hotel is just going to be down the street, so that's going to be pretty cool, and just to be able to experience the whole thing at home, it's going to be really cool for the fans and for myself.
Tell me about what it's like playing international hockey like this. I think part of the reason why you're also named is because you have experience, having played Under-17 World Challenge, the Hlinka-Gretzky Cup. What are those games like to play in?
Yeah, I think any time you're going to represent your country or your league, and your ego's out of the door. I think it's all the top of the top players in the league and the country, so all that's kind of out of the way, and there's no kind of contest between the players. It's all, you're all fighting towards one goal, and you all kind of represent that and kind of understand that going into it.
A lot of the players on the Russian team will be similar to guys that you've played in the past. Is there a style of play that they have? Is there something that is overriding that you have to watch out for when you come up against them as a goalie?
I think they have a lot of offensive talent, and I know they're a good team from playing them in the past, and I know they always have a good team. They never really struggle, so I think it's going to be a pretty cool rivalry, and just kind of can't wait to play them.
And again, as we asked you last week at the time that it first happened, I still think it's kind of neat that you might actually get cheered at the Arthauser Center in Prince Albert, something that never, ever happens when the Raiders and Blades play. But when the game is on in Prince Albert on the 14th of November and you happen to be in goal possibly, hey, you might actually get some cheers there. What is that going to be like?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a little different. I think just playing in playoffs last year, I kind of know what to expect. And
tell me about moving forward now with the team. Give me a thought on your season thus far through the first 14.
I think it's been good. I think as a team standpoint, it's kind of been up and down. Mm-hmm. Kind of been a roller coaster ride. We haven't really been able to find that steady pace that we've wanted to play with. But I think eventually as we get more games under our belts, I think we're kind of all working towards that of playing like an even game.
And your own goals against average and save percentage are better than what they were last year at this time of year. So I think you've got to be pleased as well that what you've been able to do.
Yeah, I think I kind of worked towards that this summer, and I know what I wanted to kind of to achieve during the season. So I think it's just kind of cool to see it all come together like that.
Give me an idea of what you were wanting to achieve this year.
Obviously, I want to get drafted and kind of experience that kind of deal. And also the kind of rush the series was a goal of mine too. So to be able to achieve that right off the bat is pretty cool and exciting.
There you go. You made the one thing. Maybe the second one will happen as well. Nolan, thanks for this. all the best when you play for Team WHL against the Russians as part of the CIBC Canada Russia Super Series.
Thank you.
Nolan Meyer of the Saskatoon Blades, and John, we send it back to you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
We're getting set for the 2019 Prairie Classic Outdoors, Mosaic Stadium, Regina Pats, Calgary Hitmen for this fun event. And we're joined on the line by Stacey Cattell, Chief Operating Officer for the Regina Pats. Stacey, I'm sure this is a lot of fun to put together. You do have some experience with this, but are you guys all set to go in Regina on Sunday?
Yeah, we're certainly getting there, and we do have to thank the partner that really brought this opportunity to the table to us, which is the National Hockey League. They've been great to deal with. Obviously, they have a massive game they're pulling off on Saturday, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that that happens. But they've just been more than accommodating to help us on a short turnaround after their game's done to be ready for ours on Sunday.
I'm sure there was no objection to an October game here. I mean, that weather's still pretty good, right? We can do this, right?
Yeah, well, and especially for us, we did make an attempt during our 100th anniversary season. We were trying to pull a game 100 days outside of the Memorial Cup, and it was going to land in February. That winter obviously turned really nasty about mid-November, where the stadium was covered in snow and a lot of ice. And when you pull these events together, that building that stadium isn't cheap either. So it didn't work out for us. So to have a second chance, we're just super excited about it, and it's going to be a great day to celebrate hockey. And it's actually just a great week right now here in Regina, celebrating the greatest game in the world.
Yeah, it's great. And I know that over 10,000 tickets are already sold here, so you must be excited that you'll try to create some atmosphere inside of Mosaic Stadium as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's grown even. I think we're over the 13,000 mark and going forward. One of the really cool things about this game, we worked with some major partners of ours to provide access to every hockey team, ringette team, and Regina surrounding area, which is the Prairie Storm Minor Hockey League and the Lumsden Bethune Minor Hockey League, and then both ringette groups. So this crowd is going to be full of hockey's youth and the up-and-comers in amateur sports. So again, that's another exciting part of it. The unique thing that we have about Mosaic Stadium, obviously, it 10 games, 12 games sometimes with the Riders, but there's not a lot of people that have actually been inside the stadium to see an event, because most of those events are high-priced and one-offs, where this will be an opportunity for every minor hockey kid to come and watch a Pats game, which is great for us, but also to experience a stadium that not many of them have been in.
Yeah, it is a fantastic facility, no doubt, Stacey. There's always a connection with the Regina Pats to the military, and I know that connection will be front and center on Sunday as well. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it sure will. We take pride in our lineage going back to the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, but over the last number of years, we've expanded that out to become a partner with all the military services here that are represented here in Regina and southern Saskatchewan. So it will be our Military Appreciation Day. But again, we are not only going to celebrate hockey, but we are going to celebrate them and on a larger stage. So again, we're super excited about that.
You know, the outdoor game has gotten a lot of play across the NHL. We see the outdoor stadium series and things like that, but it's still relatively unique when it comes to a WHL game. Have organizers kind of sat back and said, wow, we're going to host a WHL game outside in Regina at Mosaic Stadium? And just the sheer size of an event like that to pull off and how big it is.
Yeah, and everybody's excited. You know, we've got great support from the WHL office, Ron Robinson and Yvonne Bergman and the whole staff. They're as excited because this is brand elevation for us, and that's the most exciting part about it. This is exposing junior hockey to a larger audience in Regina to get more media play, which will then transcend across Canada, Western Canada. There's only been 8 of these games that the Canadian Hockey League has been able to participate in. We consider ourselves very fortunate. This is our second time. Like, we got invited to that, you know, game in 2011 in Calgary. So to be able to do it again and have it in our own backyard, have it in, you know, arguably is the best outdoor stadium in Canada and one of the best ones in North America. Just culminating in excitement and pride, But again, for hockey, for the WHL, for the Regina Pats and Calgary Hitmen, everybody, it's a brand elevation day.
Good luck with this one here. It's going to be a great day on Sunday there. You mentioned the 2 o'clock faceoff. Stacey Cataldi, Chief Operating Officer for the Regina Pats. Thanks for spending some time with us here.
Well, thanks for giving us all the support. We really appreciate it.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Saskatoon Blades first-round NHL pick, Kirby Dach, has his first NHL goal. Third overall pick in last summer's NHL entry draft by the Chicago Blackhawks scored Tuesday night against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Strome, Olimata's in deep. Again, a looks like a poke check from Fleury. Here's a long reach shot. Can they score? Kirby Dach with his first NHL goal.
Ole made a nice play, kind of just wrapped around the net and tried to stop it, and the D-man kind of cut him off, so then I just stood back door, threw the guy in front there. Had a little bit of an open net because he kind of took away Fleury's eyes and just wanted to hit it in. Obviously, it went off my glove and in, but it wasn't the prettiest goal, but I'll take it.
Hey, congrats to Kirby Dach on that first NHL goal. The Canadian Hockey League, in association with Adept Mobile, are proud to announce the launch of an industry-leading mobile app to CHL fans from coast to coast. The future of hockey is now truly available in your hands, with a new product becoming the official mobile home of the CHL, which includes national events, all three regional leagues, and all 60 teams. CHL Director of Digital Operations Mark Dickey says the project represents a true collaboration across all CHL leagues and teams, with a shared goal of enhancing fan engagement in our communities. The app is now available for download.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Calgary Hitmen forward Orca Weisblad has picked up a weekly WHL award. Brad Curl has more from Calgary.
Orca, WHL on the run Player of the Week. What does that mean to you to be recognized as the top performer in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, I got to give credits to my line mates. I mean, without them, I haven't really done anything myself. So, I mean, working with them, it's an honor. So it's been good so far.
6 points, 3 goals, 3 assists, and 3 games. Did you, offensively, when things start to go right, does it just kind of snowball and just become secondary? You don't think about it, it just happens?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I've had some pretty easy assists. I mean, I've given them to Foker, and Foker's, he's finished them all. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to play with someone where they can finish it. So,
you get this honor. Have some people reached out and say, hey, congrats, it's a big deal?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people. I mean, I woke up this morning and kind of just looked at my phone and fell back asleep, or it was the other day. And then I woke up again and actually read it, and I was like, holy, like, this is pretty cool. So,
in the room, the guys giving you a hard time about it or saying, hey, all hail to the Orca?
Yeah, I mean, they've given me credit. They've all said congratulations and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about the relationship with your brother. For those who don't know, Ozzy plays with the Prince Albert Raiders. What's that like to have someone so close to you playing the same league?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played him yet, so I think we play him pretty soon here, so it should be a really fun game. I think we're going to have a lot of family there, and hopefully we beat them, and I get more points than them.
What was it like to watch him win it all last year as a WHL champ?
It was cool. I was in Portage, so in the Manitoba League, so I was with my whole team. Me and my older brother were watching the game, and we saw them score, so it was one of the coolest games we've ever watched.
You get a situation where your brother wins a championship. Does that fuel you this year? You got a real good team on the Hitmen side.
I mean, yeah, I think our team this year is better. So I think we have a really good team. I think we have a good opportunity to win it all this year. We just got to work hard and play with systems.
Does it go back and forth? Do you guys chirp each other like that? You know, well, we're going to beat you this night, or I'm going to beat you next night?
Yeah. Yeah, like every time before the game, we even I have one of Ozzy's best friends. He's like a family friend, Jake Neighbors. Every time we play them, or if we play anyone that we're really close with, we always put money on the line to see who wins. And so it's been good that way. It's really competitive, which I like.
Finally, just tell us about this Hitmen team. You're off to a good start. Why do you think the team has had so much success earlier?
I mean, we've all worked so hard, and we all want to win. Like, that's why we're here, and we work out. We practice to win. So, yeah, like, that's why we're here. I mean, we all want to win. So,
Orca, thanks for this, and again, congrats on WHL on the run Player of the Week.
Awesome, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests. Special thanks to Les Lazarick in Saskatoon, Brad Curl in Calgary for their help. Thanks, guys. And welcome to our new title sponsor, Bauer Hockey. I'm John Keefe. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.